Welcome to the Growing in Grace podcast, where you can listen in on some casual conversation about the good news of Jesus without all of the inconsistent religious double talk. If you've ever struggled with feelings of hopelessness, guilt, and despair, or wondered if you're really right with God, it's time to discover the true freedom that comes with the gospel of unlimited and overflowing grace.
The Growing in Grace podcast. I'm Joel Breezeke, the Breeze Man, with Mike Gappler, the Cap. The Growing in Grace podcast going worldwide for over 19 years, and we're thankful that we're allowed to keep on doing this because we've been good enough, and so the Lord has granted us the ability to keep doing this. Isn't that what it's about, you know? Making sure you're good enough, and then the Lord will do things. Well, we've come to see things a little bit differently than that. Not that it's bad to be good, but the Lord's blessings, the Lord, you know, Christ in our life, the Lord's love, everything that we've received in Him, and the giftings that are spread throughout the body of Christ, the way that He has organized the body of Christ, it's all about His grace. It's not about what we've earned or have we've practiced enough so that we have these abilities that God will now use. It's not that we've earned anything, but it's all about His grace. And that's what this grace, that's what this growing in grace is about, learning about His grace and His love that is tremendous toward us. And it's hard to comprehend and accept that love and grace if you've got a mindset, if you've got a performance mindset, if you've got a mindset where you've got to earn things from Him, whether it's His love, whether it's His giftings, whether it's, you know, your part in the body of Christ or whatever, if you've got a mindset that says, I've got to earn, then you're going to always be on this treadmill. You're going to be always running and never finding, you're always pursuing and never finding anything. Because it's like, you know, this past week was the total eclipse of the sun, where the moon moved in between the earth and the sun. And so you could, temporarily, you couldn't see the sun. Well, imagine a permanent total eclipse of the sun, where the moon just stays there, and you can't see the sun. I think that's kind of what it's like in a sense. I'm just using recent event here. Somebody asked us one time why we don't talk about current events. Well, here's a current event, the total eclipse of the sun. And if you can't, if the moon is always in the way, you can't see the sun and it's dark. Well, if you're always looking at the law, if you're always looking at your performance, if you're always looking at what you can do to earn things from God, you're never going to see the Son, Jesus Christ. So we're going to talk a little bit about God's love and His grace and being able to comprehend His love. Mike Kapler, what's going on with you?
Oh, I thought you were giving a sermon, and I just automatically started falling asleep.
Wake up. Wake up. The sermon's over.
Wake up. Isn't that in the Bible, too?
Wake up. Awaken.
Somewhere it's in the Bible. Hey, Joel. No, I'm joking around with what you were talking about there, because we've hit on this in the last couple of weeks a little bit. I know that we referenced 1 John, his epistle, where he said, we have come to believe in the love that God has for us, and that it wasn't so much about us loving God, but it was about God loving us, and coming into a revelation of that now gives us the opportunity to return that love to God while loving others who are also like God. You know, you can't say that you love God who you haven't seen, and you're not loving people that you have seen. See, it's the love of God that has changed everything here, and it did for me, because I grew up, by and large, I mean, I came to faith in Christ at a young age, but by and large, I had a doer mentality, meaning if I was doing good things, doing what I thought I was supposed to be doing for God, then God would be pleased with me. But if I didn't feel like I was living up to my potential in that way, then it felt frustrating. I didn't know for sure if God was happy with me, if he was angry with me, if I was going to be blessed or cursed, or, you know, it's just sometimes uncomfortable places to be because you just didn't know, because based on my own thinking and what others were telling me sometimes is that I thought, I mean, you would hear the phrase, God loves us, God loves you, God loved the world. And I always thought that just seemed like something I would rather graduate from so that I can make sure I'm doing all the stuff to make sure that God keeps loving me. And it's kind of rough when you're in that place. And so when I came to this message of grace in the earliest of days, 30 years ago, you know, it was almost exactly 30 years ago. And so all these different things that were coming at me that I had not seen before, how could this be? How did I miss this stuff? How am I now beginning to relate to something after all these years, decades really, at least a couple decades, and now I'm beginning to see a whole different gospel than what I saw before. And much of that, Joel, had to do with realizing, or at least beginning to realize, the love that God had for me. It was blowing me away. I'm telling you, it was blowing me away that I was beginning to understand this thing, and that I couldn't change, I couldn't do anything, good or bad, to change God's love for me less or more. And that was blowing me away. And I think I've shared this before in the past, but literally, I would be at like a four-way stop sign or a red light or something like that. And I was so enveloped with this newfound sense of the love that God had for me, that I felt like getting out of the car at the red light and going up to the next car and just telling them that God loves them. Yeah. I'd heard that all my life. and it was, I'm not saying it fell on deaf ears. I knew God was love and I knew that he loved us, but I still thought some of it had to do with my performance and, you know, based on my obedience and, you know, all that stuff. And so coming into grace changed all of that. I mean, it just changed everything. And I'm having trouble putting it into words because it was just kind of a spiritual revelation that's hard for me to communicate intellectually. And Paul even talked about that. But I think about Ephesians chapter 3, Paul coming toward the end of the chapter here. For this reason, I know there was a lot that he said before this, but for this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. And so, Joel, I just want people to... And you and I can say anything that we want to say on this podcast, but it's going to be by God's Spirit that people begin to relate to this, to really understand this thing, this love of God, the God who is love. Now, you know, it's likely if you've ever belonged to a church social club of sorts, it's likely somebody has communicated something like this to you. God mainly speaks to us today through the Bible. You ever heard that one? Mm-hmm. And certainly, as you know, and as we talk about week in and week out for the past nearly 20 years, we embrace the writings in the Bible. Okay, so don't misunderstand me here. But to allege a statement like that, God mainly speaks to us today through the Bible, it's made up. It's just made up. A statement like that would have sounded normal and right to me some 30 years ago, But now I see it as a significant form of really erroneous information. And I'm trying to be gracious when I say that, because it's by God's Spirit that he reveals and teaches and speaks and leads and guides. That's not to say that we can't gain benefit from writings as we do and we talk about here on our show, but I don't underestimate the Spirit of God who abides in us and has been given to us because Jesus rose.
Yeah, I mean, I'm totally with you on that. You can reading the Bible is a great thing. We're thankful that we have the Scriptures and we refer to them all the time on this podcast. But what Paul says here, when you're reading there from Ephesians 3, Paul's prayer, he bows his knees to the Father, that according to your Bible reading, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit. No, that according to all your good doing, he may grant you to be strengthened with power. No, he says that according to the riches of his glory. This is what I pray, Paul says, that according to the riches of God's glory, that he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being. And everything else that he says here, being that you be rooted and grounded in love. You can have never read the Bible in your life and yet know the love of God, by the Holy Spirit. And that you may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. See, it's not even about knowledge. It's not even about knowing all the things that the Bible says. Again, it's good. We're not down on that. We're not telling people don't be thankful for the Scriptures. Don't read the Scriptures because you can. And it's not that knowledge is a bad thing in and of itself, but it's the love of God, the love of Christ surpasses that, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. It's, you know, doing is a great thing. It's okay to do. We're not saying don't do anything. But it's just that, like you said, you were focused on, you were a doer. By the way, there's a town in Iowa called Doer.
But it's spelled differently.
It's spelled differently. D-E-W-A-R. Doer, Iowa.
Do or die for do or high.
Oh, is that what their motto was?
I don't know.
No, who knows? I don't even know if they had a school there. So, you know, it's okay to do, but doing is not where we find the love of God. Doing is not where we find his grace. Doing is not where we find the riches of his grace, the riches of his glory. You know, it's according to the riches of his glory that Paul asks that he would grant us to be, to know all these things, to be strengthened with his power, and and to know the love of Christ. You see, there's a difference between those two words, to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. Knowledge is just a collection of facts. You know this, you know that. But to know the love of Christ, that's different than just having a knowledge about it. That the two different words. Now, if you've studied language or anything like that, I won't get into all this, but to know the love of Christ is to have an intimate understanding, an intimate knowing, like knowing of his love rather than just knowing about it. And that's what Paul is praying for them. So yeah, there's, and again, we, like you said, I like what you said, you can listen to all 19 years of our podcast and still, with everything we've said, not know this love. But it's because, you know, and hopefully the words that we speak will direct you toward that, toward the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit can reveal it all to you in ways that our words could never do.
This has been Growing in Grace with Mike Kapler and Joel Brizeke. Heard online through various internet sources around the world each week. Access past programs by visiting growingingrace.org. Share it with a friend and listen again next week for more Growing in Grace.